passing. The boy was known to show unusual daring and called the boy.
Now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What's up, ladies and gentlemen, all the beautiful listeners present right now. Hope you've all been enjoying your day, and you are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music and Asian entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live from the University of British Columbia on campus studio in the beautiful city of Vancouver on unceded Musqueam territory. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. Now, this week, as usual, just some good fun and some good music. Also, a very interesting development in the casting of talent for the new Star Wars reboot film. However, also today, I have some very special guests in the studio with me. So, why don't you introduce yourselves to the studio audience?
Hi, guys. I'm Scott. I'm the technical coordinator at CITR. I've never actually been on air before speaking. I'm always in the background, kind of just putting stuff on when things don't work and making sure there's no dead air. So this will be fun.
Wow, that's very exciting. I'm Alex. You okay with your microphone there?
Yeah, I'm totally okay. Don't worry about it.
I'm Alex. I'm the Programming Community Engagement Coordinator here at CITR. I have been on the air before, actually, but that's okay. You know, like, this first time for everything, right, Scott?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Maybe.
You excited? Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's what we're all about here at CITR 101.9 FM, just having good fun, here to do radio, just all in good fun. Am I correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, of course, I got to ask a question because I have built the show on the premise of kind of introducing the Asian pop culture, the music, the people, and, of course, the movies and such to people who may not have the most familiarity with this particular side of the entertainment world. So, just quickly, what is, for both of you, what is your kind of knowledge of this sort of thing?
Almost non-existent.
Yeah, pretty much similar here.
Okay, no worries about that, because today it is going to be boot camp. I'm going to take you through some of the songs that I've selected today, and then we're just going to have a nice little listening party, if you will. All right, not really what we usually get going during the listening for the listening parties here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow. Looks like my break from work's going to be interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, first up, the last single release in Korean boy band Big Bang's Made series. On August 5th in South Korea's time, Big Bang released the final part to their Made series. The release was highlighted by the single Uri Saranghaji Marayo, or Let's Not Fall in Love. This particular song is more similar in style to their single Blue, released back in 2012. Softer instrumental, more contemporary R&B influences, a lighter vocal style in terms of the singing, mostly from member Taeyang, and it's actually reminiscent of Taeyang's days of his Solar album back in 2010. And out of all the songs released in the Made series so far, this is easily one of the best. It deals with the subject of love from a different approach, one of hesitation, but not entirely what you'd expect. They sing about being sincere, genuinely having feelings for this person, but also trying so hard not to actually hurt them. So extremely worried about doing something like that, that they're actually actively pushing the other person away. So it goes as far to say what they have is a mistake with the mask of love. That might be the reason this song stuck out, because it's got such a cheery feeling, like the instrumental can reflect the happiness of being with this person, and it contrasts with the fairly sad meaning behind the song. So it's undeniably catchy. Just something about this melody. So you ready to check this out?
Yeah, you had the essay on that song.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. All right, so that's coming up now. Big Bang, Let's Not Fall in Love.
우리 사랑하지 말아요 아직은 잘 모르잖아요 사실 조금은 두려운 거야 그대 미안해요 우리 약속하지 말아요 내일은 또 모르잖아요 하지만 이 말 많은 진심이야 그대 좋아해
우리엔 이별 계속 반복되는 시련 너는 의미를 찾을 수 없어 어리석은 미련 사랑에 탈했어 mistake 느끼는 감정은 다 비슷해 하지만 이 순간만큼은 I want you to stay 우리 사랑하지 말아요 아직은 잘 모르잖아요 사실 조금은 두려운 거야 가지 말아요 내일은 더 모르잖아요 하지만 이 말만은 진심이야 그대 좋아해요 나를 보면 웃지 말아요 좀 들면 슬퍼져요 예쁜 그 미소가 눈물이 될까봐
That was Let's Not Fall in Love by Big Bang, the final single release of the Made project. The full Made album will be released in September. The single releases thus far have only showcased just some of the songs. They've been a little bit of a sample of what's going to be on the full album. So with the release of the final single, E, it's only the album left, and the anticipation is high. Can I get some opinions in here? What did you think of this particular song?
I mean, I don't speak any of the lyrics used. The language that was used, but it sounded pretty catchy. Sort of the beat was good, but it seems like all the songs that get featured on the show are about girls, and it's kind of interesting.
You got something against girls?
Nope. Okay,
why do you think that is, Steve?
In all honesty, I guess you could say that it really is a safer topic to be pursued. Censorship laws in Korea and in China, of course, they differ greatly from what we have here in North America and in Canada. There have been artists in the past who have had their songs banned from any sort of broadcast because they were either sexually suggestive or they were kind of, I guess you could say, deemed unsuitable for broadcast by the corporations. There have been some Korean hip-hop artists in the past who have had their songs banned because they actually openly criticized the government. So it's just a little bit different.
So this is kind of like a safe way of avoiding doing anything that might be suggestive.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt that way about a girl? Like that you wanted to spend time with her but that you didn't want to mess things up so you pushed her away?
You know what? Without getting too much into my personal life, yes, I have. I've been through that exact situation.
I think a lot of people have, whether they're male or female. I mean, I've definitely been in that position before. It's an interesting place to be because on the one hand, you don't want to be naive and think that you have any real power over that person. But at the same time, you don't want to mess things up, right?
Exactly. That's exactly the sort of thing. Yeah. So That's the thing. It might be a lot about girls, okay, but it's relatable.
Yeah, I guess they must sell well, too.
Exactly. So moving on, though, I have a song from Taiwan. It's by Hebe Tian, and the song is called Insignificance, the title track of her 2013 album. She's a member of the very famous pop trio SHE, along with Selena Jen and Ella Chen. All three of them have released solo material. Hebe is the one who really makes music that really stands out. The song Insignificance is not really dealing with the feeling of being inadequate. It's more dealing about finding hope in darkness, and is about moments of self-doubt, and that's when you're the most powerless, the idea of insignificant then. The world isn't as beautiful as it could be, but it's sometimes the ugly that helps you appreciate the beauty that you do find. And as she sings, "Now I know the darkest skies have the brightest stars. In the end, it'll all be okay. Be thankful for every moment and every experience. Recognize when something is beyond your power." And this song showcases a sound that's definitely not commonly heard in Mandarin ballads. Its instrumental is much more low-key. It's much darker. It's nothing like what a Mandarin ballad usually sounds like, creating a sense of it just being background music. And it puts the emphasis on the singing and on the message, kind of like that idea, hope in the darkness. So Hebe proved that she is more than capable of standing on her own as a solo artist who can just bring good, positive music. That's coming up next, Hebe Tian with Insignificance.
Oh, 沉默，总有最闪烁的星星，有一天消失，有一天诞生，有一天宽恕我和你。
That was Hebe Tian with Insignificant. If you want something that breaks away from the typical Chinese musical sound, Hebe is a good listening choice. Her entire album, Insignificant, is loaded with great tracks. Go and check that out. Hebe really created a lane for herself as a soloist, so go show her some love. So Alex had to step out for a brief moment, but Scott's still here with me. So what did you think?
It was pretty interesting. It didn't have that typical kind of poppy feel almost. But it was slow and kind of melodical, which I liked. Mm-hmm. But I obviously haven't heard any Mandarin ballads before, so I can't really compare like you were saying.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. All right, that's all right. But we're going to move on, though. And this time, the song is also from Taiwan. But this time, it's from the indie scene, renowned indie rock band Soda Green. The song from them today is called Zai Yu Jian, or Meet Again in English, off their 2013 album Autumn Stories. So like the title suggests, it's about an unexpected meeting between two people who used to be together. It takes us through the moments told from one person's point of view, being convinced that both of them have actually moved on. They've even gone so far as to forget each other's faces. All the love and anger, even the smiles and all the tears, are all left in the past. Then, out of nowhere, they meet again, and all of it kind of just starts rushing back in. Time heals wounds, but they find that they start to remember how they both ended up hurting each other. And as it turns out, one moved on, and the other clung on to the past. In the end, the person telling the story says thank you for everything that they've been through. So this song is in more of a soft rock style, the style that tends to be more popular amongst listeners of Chinese language music. Soda Green have been making music for well over a decade now. They are a band that started organically. They're actually one of the few musical acts who have managed to make it big indie and remain indie for their entire career. I've gotten the question before if there was more indie music within Chinese language and within the Chinese language entertainment world, and the answer is yes, provided you know where to look for it, because it is hard to find. But this one right here, it is indie, composed and written by themselves. So initial thoughts on something like this, a group that has remained indie for their entire careers.
Yeah, well, I know, like, at CITR, we like the indie music. We like the kind of niche stuff that no one might know about, or a few people might know about. And we've had it before where some guys will be really popular, and then a year later they'll start charting. And because they've been in the top 40 or top 100, we can't play them as much anymore because that's not our mandate, and that's not what we're really supposed to be playing a lot of. So it's really interesting that some bands have managed to remain indie, because then you can still keep playing them, but they still have their like wide-reaching appeal. So I don't really know. I don't know a lot of bands that have managed to do that as much, but I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Well, let's go into this song right now. Meet Again by Soda Green.
刷错几个和弦，是 时间过了几年，我想我们都忘了彼此的脸。难道这叫永远？我没想过我们会再遇见，故事已经翻了几页。忽然之间你忽略了我，忽略的所有细节，当初的猜疑好奇爱恨驰骋却已走远。忽然之间你发现了我，发现的所有改变，当初的微笑眼泪喜怒哀乐都已不在昨天。当初的我的疯狂，你的背叛像个笑脸。忽然之间你经历了我经历的所有谎言，当初的我的退让，你的亏欠都不起眼。而你在离开我之后还停在原点，而我在离开你之后不断往前飞。转眼之间我的世界一步一步越走越远，
Friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca. Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604 855-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for Safe Walk. Approach any Safe Walk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Out for the tide of mine, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Back here live on Asian Wave 101, right before the break was Soda Green, Meet Again. As I mentioned earlier, indie music from Chinese language entertainment industries can be hard to find, so if you are curious, Soda Green is a good place to start. So any thoughts on that, Scott?
Yeah, so we were just talking about this while we were listening. I found it really interesting that you describe him as an indie group or musician, and it had almost a similar sound to English-speaking indie musicians, like the way they kind of sing. The way the guitars sounded very similar, it felt like it could be played at a summer music festival and wouldn't be out of place in sort of the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you were also talking about how well renowned Soda Green was, and it impressed me that he can remain indie that long after. You said he won awards for his composing as well.
Lead singer of Soda Green. His name is actually really funny. It's actually Greeny.
Oh.
Performance name, of course, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was very interesting place to start in terms of searching for Chinese indie music. But next up, we're going to keep this moving. I have, from South Korea, a girl group making their much-awaited return. So several years ago, I'm sure by now many of you are familiar with the name JYP, Park Jin-young, a very famous singer-songwriter, dancer, producer, and CEO of JYP Entertainment. For a long time, he was responsible for hit after hit in South Korea, and he was the first East Asian producer to make some headway in the United States, producing for artists like Mace and even Will Smith. One of the most famous acts under his label is the Wonder Girls, who for a while were the hottest topic in Korea. A few years ago, JYP sent them to the United States, where they promoted, and they did all right. I'm sure even if people don't really know their name, they probably have heard that iconic "Nobody, Nobody But You."
Yeah, I've heard that
one. Yeah, there we go.
I've heard the JYP name too.
Yeah, you've heard that one before on the radio. "Nobody, Nobody But You." English version of their hit "Nobody," which actually entered the Billboard Hot 100, which made them the first East Asian and Korean act to actually do something like that. So
they did it before Psy?
They did it before Psy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So in 2010, member Sunmi put her career on hold to focus on school, and she was replaced by member Lim. And Sunmi actually herself, she actually made a solo debut in 2013. Through to 2012, they focused mostly on their international activities, and it was later revealed that member Sunye was dating, and she actually got married in 2013. Also happening that year, member Sohee announced her contract would be expiring and that she would be leaving the group to focus on acting. So this group was on an indefinite hiatus starting in 2013, and it was announced in June of this year that they would be returning to music, but without Sohee and Sunye, whose departure was confirmed on July 20th. They made their return after almost 2 years as a quartet. Sunmi returned to the group, joining Yubin, Yeon, and Lim as a band, one that can play instruments, actually. So they kind of completely revamped themselves for this one. The song that I have from them today is called I Feel You. And to put it simply, the song is vintage. All right. The song is completely in a 1980s pop style. Heavy on the synth riffs and drum machines. And I'm at a complete loss as to what else I could say about this song because I don't know 80s music.
I don't either.
Yeah. So this is actually going to be something new for both of us then.
Yeah.
So without getting too deep into it, the song is about being so infatuated with a man that they just always seem to feel his presence and hear his voice. So any initial thoughts on what you're kind of expecting from this then?
I don't know. I've heard kind of 80s rock, and that's it. I know synths because they're using a ton of music now, so I'm expecting to hear a lot of those. But nothing else, no other expectations.
All right, well, let's check it out now. Wonder Girls with I Feel You.
JYP
and the Wonder Girls, we're back.
Believe
baby, be mine. 혼자 있어도 너의 숨길이 느껴져. 하루 종일 나를 만져. 빠져있는데 헤어날 수가 없어. 너에게 달려갈 생각 뿐이었어. 점점 더 빠져나가. 점점 더 미쳐나가. 점점 더 어떻게 나 baby.
날 갖고 노는 건지 널 갖고 노는 건지 누가 기죽고 있는지 어쨌든 궁금해 나 어쨌든 매력 있어 게임 시작됐어 날 갖고 노는 건지 널 갖고 노는 건지 누가 기죽고 있는지 어쨌든 궁금해 나 어쨌든 매력 있어 게임 시작됐어 급하게 빠지지 마 급하게 허락지 마 Take it easy 하나하나씩 호기심 가득 가득 조바심 그득그득 이때가 좋아
common in the Korean industry too. Earlier this week, Block B's Zico lashed out at his quote-unquote sasaengs over his social media. The rapper posted on his Twitter, "I've said this countless times. Invading my privacy is no different than abusing me. This is never what you call fan love." He made this post in response to some rude and unacceptable behavior displayed on his friend's property. His friend, a musician by the name of Pop Time, owns a studio building that is used not just by Zico and himself, but also several other artists using the facilities. So a lot of fans have been flooding to the building, these sasaengs, leaving litter all over the place, leaving some graffiti, post-it notes with written messages to Zico. And basically, his friend also posted something that said, "I don't know how you guys find Zico's recording studio and keep on visiting, but coming here and littering and leaving post-it letters as if it's something to brag about. You coming into the studio has been recorded on our CCTV. Other people use this recording studio, not only Zico, and this is unacceptable behavior. It seems like you are older, so please stop," which left him quite angry. So, of course, sasaeng is a Korean term that was made up. It's a combination of the words for life and death. And basically, this particular term is used to describe any fan who is just so freaking obsessed with their favorite musicians that they will actually go through life and death to just get even some sort of recognition from these people.
So the idea is that these people are so interested in the rapper that they like followed him to his studio?
Pretty much.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, so this is actually not the first time that Zico himself has lashed out at his fans. They've actually had an incident last year in 2014 in October where some of these sasaengs ended up showing up at their dormitory.
That is weird.
Yeah,
did they not get arrested?
No, because there are actually no real specific laws that deal with stalking and any sort of restraining order, that type of deal in South Korea.
Oh. You know, it's funny. I'm curious, is the headline for this news article, like when you see this on a bunch of different news sites, is it mostly taking the approach that he's lashing out at the fans? Is that like mostly what you're seeing?
Mostly because he is angry, and by all means, he has the right to be angry.
Right.
So him taking to social media is firing back in the most brutal way possible for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's interesting to me because my initial reaction upon hearing that kind of news story is being like, you know, obsessed fans are stalking this guy, yeah, and he's not happy about it, rather than like him lashing out at his fans. You know, see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It paints an interesting picture of the culture because it makes it out to seem like the stalking is a normal occurrence and that he is the one who's being strange for trying to combat it on social media.
Yeah, it does come off as that way. But believe me when I say that stuff like this happening to these celebrities in South Korea, it's extremely, extremely common. But usually they remain fairly silent about it, and they just kind of hope it goes away, or they get so used to it that they just don't care anymore. But Block B have always kind of been a little more, open, I guess you could say, about their displeasure. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm curious, in your opinion, Steve, do you think that it would be better for them to stay, like, silent and stoic, or do you think it'd be better for them to be vocal?
Be vocal about it, because that way, honestly, if you don't speak up about it, no one will ever actually really know. So you speak up about it, and that may actually just help create some change in regards to this sort of situation, you know?
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
All right, so we're actually going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music for whatever time is left on this particular show, but that is all right because it's all in good fun. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Robocrossing dames, two-bit heels, cold-blooded killers. That's right, the feverish, fatalistic world of film noir returns to the Cinematheque for another angst-filled August. This year's season features 12 hard-boiled classics, including The Blue Dahlia, Laura, Pick Up on Cell Street, and DOA. Don't miss the opening night on Friday, August 7th, with live music, a special introduction, and screenings of favorites, This Gun for Hire and Gilda. All ages welcome, 1131 Howe Street. For more info, visit thecinematheque.ca.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 1 p.m. for the best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
Jeez, out here. We out here, just the crib.
Rich baby, I got what you need. Arms out like the city is mine. Tell them they won't ever stop my
baby, shine. Baby, I got what you need.
Bad bitches, all the prettiest dimes. Put your fingers in the air one
baby,
time.
Baby, I got what you need.
I don't know where I'm going. Tell them other dudes they better take
baby,
notes.
I got what you need.
On the way up with my main crew. Bitch, always
I got what
rest
you
real. Headed to the crib, oh, passenger seat reclining, arm hanging out the window, man of my city, please let these kids know, hydraulic with the money like a 6-4, baby, please, for the women that like to squat a lot, daddy's back home, I'm your baby, baby, no Oshikosh, more money, I make the more haters, just talk that la-di-da, that's why I'm posted up with the whole squad at a coffee shop,
jeez,
I'm all hover with a cold shoulder, I give a fuck about your accolades and your old quotas, it's about what you're doing now, so if you testing me, I don't give a fuck, and all your credits ain't impressing me. You gotta be a pro to play this sport by me. Bitch, I'm so close to the game, I'm like a courtside seat. Kids in my city, color envy, man, they so lime green. I can see why they don't like
baby,
me.
I got what you need.
Arms out like the city is mine. Tell them they won't ever stop my
baby,
shine.
I got what you need.
Bad bitches, all the prettiest dimes. Put your fingers in the air one
baby,
time.
Baby, I got what you need.
I don't know where I'm going. Tell them other dudes they better take
baby,
notes.
I got what you need.
On the way up with my main crew. Bitch, always
I got what you need.
Since Amy ain't texting me back, I'ma work hella hard so I can flex on her ass. I need more than 6 fingers, dressing ridiculous. I'm banged about being me while you sending her dick pictures. You fuck boy, comfortable, cozy, no one can stop us. Chilling, popping some bubbly with hoes and polo pajamas. And my mom trying to tell me quit smoking. I'm trying, baby, but life is crazy. Still optimistic and my team slick on it. They jealous, no Nick Jonas. Got Liam rocking that ring center, rocking that Rick Owens. And me, human crack in the flesh. I'm the last of the best. One word to describe me, the master reflects. My main motive is to get that cash. Got hoes screaming the set name like Dipset Beck. You invited to my life at supersize with Uber drivers to the sky. We super high, don't
baby,
lose your sight.
I got what you need.
Arms out like the city is mine. Tell them they won't ever stop my
baby,
shine.
Baby, I got what you need.
Bad bitches, all the prettiest dimes. Put your fingers in the air one
baby,
time.
Baby, I got what you need.
I don't know where I'm going. Tell them other dudes they better take
baby, I got what you need.
On the way up with my main crew. Bitch, always
I got what you need.
Richville.
Back off, man.
Mars MG on a fuckboy. I'm not done yet. Look,
jeez,
the kid they deem so atrocious, I wrap around them like cobras. Get these bitches my tip, not talking waitress or hostess. I'm striking at them like Oat Slim, OJ, murder them, OJ. Do numbers like Coldplay, buy that portion cocaine. Now I don't mean real cocaine, I'm trying to buy a white whip. Money like old Tyson, money like I ran the dope game. They on my 09 swag, you rappers looking so lame. I'm Superman, they low lane, do it myself, no Cobain. Never claim to be a king, but I'm close to it. A little different, I don't play the game like most do it. They wanna watch my show when money come, the hoes tune in. I got my foot in their ass, boy, my hoes shoe in. What kind of lane you wanna take? Is it rap, pop, or what? Prizzy, make up your mind. You little bitch, I'm running this whole shit. Just wait till it's my time.
Baby,
baby
I got what you need.
Got what you need.
Got what you need.
Got what you need.
Chai,
见怪更怪，接过电影里面人家的海，更想去看海，穿过人家的爱，更想找爱。你哭起来我笑起来，多为了爱爱爱，有一天翻开字海，找不到爱，花不开说不白，还是更伤怀，爱还是会期待，还是觉得孤单太失败。我爱故我在，不肯躲起来，站在寂寞的人能不能站起来，我在这里陪你无奈、yeah、看过小说里面人家等待，更习惯等待，穿过人家的爱，更想找爱。你喊出来我静下来，都为了爱，有一天翻开字海，找不到爱，花不开就不白，还是更畅快，爱还是会期待，还是觉得孤单太失败。我爱故我在，为不觉满天满地的尘埃，买不起满街口袋的品牌，你们起来我傻起来，可以爱，会不会整个时代只有一个告白，追不爱我不存在，不明不白，不分好歹，都为了爱爱爱，有一天翻开字海，找不到爱，花不开就不白，还是更畅快，爱还是会期待，还是觉得孤单才失败。我爱故我在。
So, we are back here now on Asian Wave 101, and unfortunately, we've actually reached the end of the show for today. But before I go, of course, what you heard was Dee Pride, our special Canadian Artist of the Week, Toronto-based rapper, with his song What You Need off his new mixtape, Plan A. The idea behind that, of course, the entire idea of Plan A, is that this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm going for, no one's going to stop me. This is not a gimmick, it is not a hobby. So go and support Canadian talent, that's what we do here at CITR 101.9 FM as well. And right after that was the very, very talented Khalil Fong with his song I, which just simply translates to love, love, love. And, of course, he is the one and only Chinese artist who does that classic R&B sound extremely, extremely well. He would be up there, for me at least, with all of the rest of my R&B favorites, regardless of the language. So, of course, just to wrap up, Scott and Alex, any final thoughts?
It was pretty fun. Never been on air. Learned a lot about the diversity of K-pop and Asian music in general.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun to be on your show, and I definitely have some things to go do. I'm going to go watch Ip Man today. I'm going to go do that, and maybe Flashpoint 2, if that is the movie that we're thinking of.
I will confirm that for you.
As soon as we get out of the studio.
Yep.
All right, thanks for having us on.
Yeah,
man.
No problem. Thanks. Thank you to both of you for coming into my world a little bit. Now, I did originally have a couple extra songs to play for you today, but in the interest of time, I'm just going to end you off with one, and then I promise to bring that last song in with me next week. So if you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it to me my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on this week's news regarding either the casting of Donnie Yen in the new Star Wars movie, or is it regarding the journalistic integrity, I guess you could say, of writing headlines such as Block B Zico lashing out at his fans or enraged by his fans. What are your thoughts on just the entire situation that he is going through? Send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. The song that I'm going to play out with is by AOMG's Loco featuring AOMG's Gray and DJ Pumpkin. So this song is called Respect, and it's all about expressing yourself and just completely, above all, just having the respect for yourself and not caring what other people say. And if you can catch it, there actually is a reference to Aretha Franklin's Respect song, that R-E-S-P-E-C-T. So you can actually hear that in the song. And of course, AOMG, as their motto says, follow the movement if you're interested in Korean indie hip-hop. That will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. Thank you once again to Alex and Scott for joining me. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all for tuning in this week's show, and I will see you all next time. Loco with Gray and DJ Pumpkin. Respect to play us out. Peace, everyone. Take care. Yeah. Good morning.
Respect yourself. Let's go. 1989 내가 태어난 년도 투자를 받았지 엄마가 번 돈 받고 나왔어 눈썹 아래 점 떠 아빠를 닮아 많이 커다란 손도 oh yeah. 난 만족해 이 세상이 순서를 정해주진 않잖아 눈물을 볼 바엔 땀을 쏟았네 결국엔 시원해질 거라는 걸 알잖아 이 도시가 만든 법칙 같은 건 사실은 중요하지 않아 네 모습이 그리 마음에 안 들면 그 몸부터 일으켜봐봐 난 나를 존중해 내가 가진 모든 것들이 소중해 부끄러울 것도 부러울 것도 없어 오로지 난 내 방식대로 해
Respect yourself
Alright baby
Be proud of yourself
Get down with it
주먹을 쥐고서
주먹을 꽉 쥐고
더 높이 질러봐
더 높이 질러봐
Express yourself
Alright baby
Just be yourself
Just be yourself boy 너의 방식대로 너를 보여줘
R-E-S-P-E-C-T
Respect Just respect yourself.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Respect, respect. Respect, respect. Just respect yourself.
적어도 내 가사들은 단 한 번도 가짜인 적이 없어 택을 달아줘 Show me the money 벌써 3년 전 꾸준히 내 식대로 나를 알렸어 나는 나일 때가 제일 빛나지 허세는 내게 아주 먼 세상이 여기 나도 너를 존중하기 때문에 겉만 보고 쉽게 판단 안 하지 오늘도 나를 살았게 내일 또한 맞이할 거야 좋은 아침 나 역시 바닥에서 왔게 이 공기마저 감사할 줄 알지 난 나를 존중해 내가 가진 모든 것들이 소중해 부끄러울 것도 부러울 것도 없어 오로지 난 내 방식대로 해
Respect yourself
Alright baby
Be proud of yourself
Get down with it
주먹을 쥐고서
주먹을 꽉 쥐고
더 높이 질러봐
더 높이 질러봐
Express yourself
Alright baby
Just be yourself
Just be yourself boy 너의 방식대로 너를 보여줘
내 맘에 맞게 내 몸에 맞게 원하는 대로 살 거야 나답게 내 팔에 맞게 내 품에 맞게 원하는 대로 탈 거야 나답게 내 맘에 맞게 내 몸에 맞게 원하는 대로 살 거야 나답게 내 팔에 맞게 내 품에 맞게 원하는 대로 탈 거야 나답게 Let's go
Respect yourself
Alright baby
Be proud of yourself
Get down with it
주먹을 쥐고서
주먹을 꽉 쥐고
더 높이 질러봐
더 높이 질러봐
Express yourself
Alright baby
Just be yourself
Just be yourself Respect yourself.
good afternoon, world. Thanks for joining us today on the Arts Report. We hope that all of
for
you are having
a
wonderful
with
day.
The twist. Join me
today. We've got a jam-packed show for you. It's going to be exciting stuff. This week, Jake has finally returned from his vacation. After last week, Andy and I hosted the show.
You guys did a wonderful job last week.
Thank you. Thank you. We learned from the best.
Well, yeah, you had the Andy, you were here, you gave a review of King Lear that we went and enjoyed. What was the show like? How did you guys enjoy taking over for the week?
I thought that at the start we were definitely a little nervous, but then we definitely kind of picked up the slack and kept going and going, and we didn't run out of things to talk about, and it just kind of became really natural. I thought it was a really good stepping stone for us.
Awesome. Well, this week we've got a few things on the docket. We're going to hear about Oscillations, which is a sound event happening, a free event, a sound and visual arts event happening this Sunday, and we'll hear more about that soon. We've also got an interview with